Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening to this who are not here, this is the beginning message from the place you would call Monument Valley. It rings with the love of the earth. It's beautiful. And the group that is assembled with me here in person will get to experience it, see it, feel it. There's very little cement here. You're walking where the dirt is. The meditation that preceded this channel was words that I have given before. The sentiment echoed before about those who lived here. And they lived here hundreds and hundreds of years before anyone else got here. And I want to talk about that just briefly. There is an alliance with Gaia possible today. All of the shift that we have talked about has attributes of reawakening, relearning, things that the ancients knew. And you can't just take yourself out of the city, because that's where you exist and that's where your families are. So there has to be a way of the alliance with Gaia that works for you better now even than then. And that's what we wish to discuss. The alliance with Gaia is a consciousness. It doesn't mean you have to be in a certain place. But here is where you get the full whammy, if you want to say, of the energy of the land as it speaks to you, as it wants to talk to you, maybe even in remembrance. I want you to know that that alliance that the ancients had is what we wish to have rekindled in this, the great shift. And this is something that will be echoed over and over in the messages of Cryon as you go forward in these days and see the magnificence of what Gaia could look like. Oh, I'll weigh in a little bit, perhaps more, about what happened here. But the result today, in this year, as you look upon it, is majestic. This is the way the ancients looked upon it as well. They knew of the sacredness of this place, of what the monuments meant to them, the names they gave them, and all about the love of Gaia. This was their partner. And that is not something you can claim today easily, even with lightworkers. It's the missing link. It must be rekindled. The second thing I want to tell is the elephant under the table. There will be many listening to this. Perhaps it's even controversial. But it's one of the things that you must know because of what has happened here and because of the residual from the crystalline grid. The ancients were fine with this until the conquerors came. And all over the world, you find the similarity of this, that the conquering hemisphere did its job yet again. Even within its own hemisphere, it conquered this land. And what I want to tell you about is the attitude, what happened, and what the land speaks of even today. Dear ones, perhaps you would know that the ancients did not own land. In fact, the concept is foreign to them. It's too linear. In fact, it's even childlike. Now, they will not tell you that because it's insulting and they will not insult you. But they don't know about ownership. When they would look at the horizon, it belonged to them. If there were disagreements, perhaps even wars between the ancients, it was over the resources, but not over the ownership. They understood that Gaia was a partner. It was alive. It was them. They didn't own it. That they didn't draw lines that said, don't cross over this mine, yours. They didn't segment it into parcels and record them in some library. So when the conquerors came, the idea of who owned what did not even go into their consciousness. They had a difficult time with an actual lower consciousness. And so I will tell you something that they don't say very often. That they saw the conquerors as the savages. Savages with higher technology is what they said. Because the savages had no concept of the glory and the beauty of a Gaia that nobody could own. I want you to ponder that and think of that. Because the result is the third item I cover. The result is this land has sadness. Not pain. It just has sadness. The crystalline grid has sadness. As you look upon this and your eyes take in all the majesty, think of yourself as an ancient who used to say, it's open for anybody. That has created a sadness. The invitation for all listening, for all here, is to begin to rewrite that into the shift that has gone on into a celebration. Mix it in with forgiveness, with compassion, and reawaken the sadness and rewrite the crystalline grid wherever you walk. This is one of the attributes of why you're here. Finally, I know not all of you came for the channeling. I know who's here. And I want to say to you that everything we speak about is simple. Whether you believe in what is going on or not, the message is something to ponder. The love of God is here. Knows your name. Knows what has happened here. And is ready to accelerate the energy to any degree that you wish. Simple. Nothing to join, nothing to belong to. No doctrine, no prophet. Only messages of beauty from the Creator of what you're looking at right now. And that is the message to begin this trip. It's a good one. Let's continue. And so it is.